Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 6th of March, and I'm recording at 9:55 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, another interesting day here today. First, Asian stock markets, very strong. The only exception was that Australia was down, but it was only down 0.01%. The big gainers, Japan up nearly 1.6% on the Nikkei, and that was helped at least in part by a weaker yen, which is trading at 103.07 against US dollar, despite the fact that the dollar itself and on the dollar index has fallen to its lowest level since October. The US dollar index closed here, or still trading actually, at 79.67. Now, the Asian currencies generally were considerably stronger. You can see that on ADXY, which shows those Asian currency rates. And what else do we have here? India. India hit a new all-time high, up 1.11%. And its trade deficit came down, and the rupee was strong. And that has led to, say, to this new all-time high also. Narendra Modi leads in the polls, although everybody's convinced, and probably almost certainly correctly in this, that it will be a coalition government. But people are definitely lining up and getting in position and anticipating this victory by someone who is or has a very strong track record in terms of the overall in terms of overall economic growth. So that's a very bullish factor here overall, and we could get quite a good run here potentially in the short term. That wouldn't surprise me at all. Now, also other good gains here. Well, as I say, they were more moderate elsewhere, but just about everything to the upside. Now, looking at the European market, same story. Gains across the board, not that big. Spain looks to be about the biggest, 0.87%. Wall Street is firm in here today. The Dow, for a change, getting the better gain. It was up only 0.38%, but on top of the gains that we saw recently, that's pretty good. S&P up about half as much. NASDAQ was actually down a little bit. That's interesting because it tends to lead on the upside unless the market is overbought and overextended and due for a correction. And I think that is probably the case. Certainly it looks a little bit overextended on the charts, although the trend is still rivetingly consistent despite that wobble that we had in January. I think also the markets are perhaps a little bit complacent about the Ukraine problem. But that old rule of mine that if a situation is not perceived to be deteriorating, then it's improving. And again, I think the key factor here and the thing that impressed me the most was the way the markets, 21st century solution to aggressive against neighbors action here, because of all that money that, as I mentioned a couple of days ago, that was dragged out of Russia, well over 50 billion within a few hours as that took place. Now, that couldn't have happened in the previous century, let alone earlier. Okay, Brazil also higher. Now, moving on, government bond prices are down a little bit, so the yields are up a little bit further. I better just have a look at that. And I'm doing that now, typing that in just to see here what we've got. And the US, well, it's still very much in its range, coming up, but coming up from the lower side of this long trading range that has persisted since September. And the US 10-year is yielding 2.7373, so just a little below 2.74. A move above 280 would take out the last little highs that we saw in February. But the big story on this, as you'll probably recall, is that it's not going to mean much until we get a sustained break above that 3% level. That will definitely happen. The Fed would be keen to delay it. Will it happen this year? Probably, but probably not. No, or I don't think it'll be. I don't think it'll be immediately. Okay. What else have we got here of interest? Precious metals. Now, they bounce back, gold up to 350 and change. Silver a little higher, although it closed below its highs, but it's at 21.48. Palladium, this has just been powering ahead since it took out those gradually declining highs within the range earlier in the week. Palladium at 781. Concerns over supplies, partly due to the Russian situation, partly due to the South African situation. And we also have, did I mention platinum? No, just looking for it. Platinum up $10, 14.86 and change. I mean, these have definitely bottomed. Well, actually, palladium never really topped out. It just sort of came off its highs and went into a long protracted range. And with that ability to hold up while silver, gold, and platinum saw such a big bear trend, cyclical bear trend, palladium could be interesting. I think it will be in here over the next few months. And I'll put it that way, put it this way, it's got to fall back into the range to negate that possibility. And what else? The foods, again, powerful. Soybeans, they've been a late runner compared to corn, which has led the way, but corn was up another 9 cents here. Soybeans up 17.5 cents, 3.5 cents here for wheat. Now, let's look at some of the other commodities. This is very much the area to be in, although well, there are lots of areas to be in because some of these stock markets are doing extremely well. Not least Wall Street, India hitting a new high, New Zealand hitting a new high yesterday. But industrial metals, well, they're mixed here today. Nickel higher and also aluminium higher. Crude oil a little bit firmer in here, up 50 and 60 cents on the WTI and the Brent respectively. And so more up than down here among these commodities. Did I mention the CCI index? That hit another new high. It's just been powering upwards. Okay, and on that note, all the very best to all of you.